If no one else cares for you, God does. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 359. Titled, If No One Else Cares For You, God Does. Dear friend, I'm here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, and I quote, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Some time ago, someone placed this ad in a Kansas newspaper. I will listen to you talk for 30 minutes without comment for $5. Sounds like a joke, doesn't it? But the person was serious. Did anybody call? You bet. It wasn't long before this individual was receiving 10 to 20 calls a day. The piercing pain of loneliness was so sharp that some were willing to try anything for a half hour of companionship. God knows your feelings of loneliness, my friend, and He does care for you, even if no one else does not. Please believe that He not only knows and cares, He understands. He is touched. He is moved. And He longs to sustain and deliver you. Jesus Christ Himself experienced the maximum impact of loneliness in the world as He hung on the cross for the sins of the world. His friends had already fled. One had betrayed Him. In the bottomless agony of that moment, the Lord cried out. He literally screamed aloud. The loneliness of those dark moments as the Savior carried our sin cannot be adequately pictured on paper. Cold print cannot convey it. But is it any wonder that He is now able to sympathize and enter in as we battle feelings of loneliness? Those who bear the scars of that silent warfare need no explanation. Of the pain, only an invitation to share in the wound and, if possible, help in the healing. When we are lonely, we need an understanding friend. Jesus is the one who sticks closer than a brother. When we are lonely, we need strength to keep putting one foot in front of the other. Jesus is the one who strengthens us When we are lonely, we need to lift our eyes off ourselves. Jesus, the author and finisher of the life of faith, invites us to fix our eyes on him and refuse to give up. God is a specialist when the anguish is deep. His ability to heal the soul is profound, but only those who fully rely on his Son, Jesus Christ, experience relief. By turning from the loneliness of sin and unbelief to faith in Jesus Christ, you can have confidence that God cares for you. The Bible says in St. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Won't you put your trust in him today? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. That's what the Bible says. Trust in Christ today. Receive him as your Savior. Pray and ask him to save your soul from hell and to heaven. Dear friends, if you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart so you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. And mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents before. I have taken your holy name in vain before. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again from the dead. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul today and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel pamphlet this podcast is based on is written by Charles Swindoll and published by Crossway, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's gospel, God's word, to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at Crossway www.thefoundationfor.org. God bless you. Until next time.